Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the We and Me podcast. Thanks for joining us today. This is Erica. Today we're going to be doing another installment of the We Reads type episodes. I know a lot of people have been reaching out, and we did tweet about it the other day, asking people to send in their suggestions for posts that they'd like to see on the podcast. And several of you out there had suggested we read the guest post that we had done from herdaringthoughts.blogspot.com. Nikki O runs that site. She's fantastic. You can also find her on Twitter. Just search Her Daring Thoughts. And again, herdaringthoughts.blogspot.com is the website where you can find the post and many more. She runs a mental health website. She does a great job. This post was published on May 5th of 2017 on Her Daring Thoughts, and we are going to read this one to you today. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, and we hope everyone has a great day. We'll talk to you guys later. The M is Silent by Erica Revay. I don't remember, but I believe you. This short phrase is something I myself have solid memories of uttering all throughout my life, but especially high school and the years that followed. Dissociating through life and school years can be an unbelievable challenge. This is beyond true for people who do not know this is what has been happening, which for me was the case. In our school years, many of us know what it is to be stressed, bullied, and anxious about any number of things. Our peers can make life difficult, and we begin to rely on the few friends or people we deem worthy of our trust. Our parents don't get it, nor are they always a safe option, and very few relatives know of any form of a struggle occurring in our learning environments or social lives. This is problematic for so many reasons, but the one that sticks out most now is the isolation. I had attended many different schools, but by high school I began to have a few people I became close with. Two in particular coat my memories from this time in life, and one is still my closest friend some 18 years later. Yep, she's often said, "You're stuck with me, you know too much." When she first said this, it had never occurred to me that she was also someone for us knew far too much. "You're not yourself today," is something people had said on more than one occasion. What they were unaware of was how very close they were to the actual answers of what was occurring in my life. Not until my late 20s would I find a diagnosis, but they were right there in that realm. They were my friends and peers, some more important to me and my parts than others. But in my life, from the Monday morning bell until Friday afternoon bell rang, and our weekends began. During the week, I went to school, came home, and could be found around any number of places. One specific destination was a place I can remember the sights, smells, sounds, and even tastes of the heavy, stale air. That pool hall became my home away from my house. What I was unaware of at the time was just how much of my school years were spent in this place. Like everything else in my life, there were some major inconsistencies. You may have also found me at a coffee house further into the preserve area of the suburbs, or the mall in the arcade, before they gutted it. Oh, and it was quite possible to find me in my old neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, depending upon the day or days. This was not limited to only the weekdays, but bled over into the weekend. All these various places and people I'd spend my time with don't seem like they indicate much, other than a teen with a diverse and busy social life. But for me, well, it's very telling in hindsight. I was living with dissociative identity disorder, DID. No one around me had any real idea. To this day, most people in my day-to-day life don't know this little well-kept secret. At this point in my life, I was aware that something wasn't right. What that was, I had no idea. I was missing time, big chunks of it, and people who claimed to know me well and claim me as a BFF were as unfamiliar to me as a stranger who avoided my gaze in the street. Having someone tell me another long, involved, dramatic tale of hate and heroics became more and more bizarre. At times, when I listened to these stories, I would experience life further and further removed from them. A few moments when this occurred stuck out because I can remember catching people say, "I can't believe you did that." Guess what? Neither could I. How could that possibly have been me they were talking about? There is simply no way. I'm not a fighter, far from it. I'm not argumentative, nor am I confrontational in any way, shape, and or form. They must have been mistaken. It was high school, after all, and if you've ever experienced a rumor, you're very much aware of how outlandish and far from reality they can become. Years into therapy now, I have come to find that while some people did embellish those stories, this was not always the case. Many of those seemingly far-fetched rumors people asked me about were in fact accurate. They were the truth. With DID, life can be filled with many inconsistencies. When you're unaware that some part of you ran off somewhere because you dissociated fully and quite literally weren't there for those weeks, months, or longer, then shit gets messy. Picking up the pieces of my life as an adult and attempting to get the jigsaw put back together is exhausting, but well worth the effort. I could tell you that high school and college were difficult, but for me, despite some bullying I can remember, and all the massive gaps in between those extremes, all I can say is I came out the other side, especially now that I'm seeing a psychologist. There is no shame in reaching out for help. Had I done so in my school years, my life could have been different. But that's not what happened, and now I'm the adult putting the pieces of my childhood together best I can. Through talk therapy, my parts are now working more harmonious, and with me included. It takes time, and another unfortunate truth is it does take years. While I am not what you'd call a follower, I can be labeled as compliant. But a moment later, you may also say I'm the most frightening and take-no-shit person you've ever had the displeasure of meeting. It depends on the day and situation. By high school, my head was so messy and chaotic with my obsessive odd thoughts and behaviors that I typically just did what people asked and observed what that looked like. With DID, my life was fractured due to very early and continued childhood traumas. So during high school, my parts had years of practice keeping each other, me, and even other people safe when need be. I find, and have always found, human behavior interesting. This hasn't changed, but looking back, I can see how many things that clearly indicate how wrong things in my life were, and had any teacher taken those few extra steps, my life could have been very different. There were times when people clearly saw things weren't right, and being that I dissociated during these times, I could not advocate for myself. My parts were simply trying to survive. It isn't that some teachers now and again didn't help, they did, but my parts had never once started a fight. They defended myself and other people they perceived to be weak, or weaker than they were. So consequences were very rare and minimal at best. Now that we have and do see a therapist regularly, we will continue to use my voice to raise the voices of others who are unable to use their own. We read a long time ago that you shouldn't follow the masses because at times the M is silent. It's something that always stuck with us. This simple and amusing phrase is full of truth and something my parts had lived by since I was a small child. Now we are working towards what our brand of normal, quote unquote, is, and I get to choose that path. It took a long time to get here, but that journey was well worth the travel. Be well, extend a hand to someone in need. Throughout my school years, there were moments when people did the smallest thing, and those memories are what I now remember and cherish. Be that lily pad for someone who may need something as simple as a kind smile or a pencil. Those two seemingly small things are what saved my life more than once. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of The We Reads on the We and Me podcast. I wanted to thank you all for joining us today. Before I sign off today, I wanted to take a minute and discuss a little bit about some of those things that I mentioned in that post from May of 2017. So with sharing some of those things, before anybody asks, there have been some negative impacts from when I write things like that. Just so everyone is aware, I still live with DID. We are still in therapy. So there are things that become triggering that I don't intend to cause harm to my system, but at times it does. So one example of that is bullying still can affect them years later. With DID, there is often a part that when they had experienced those things, they will still be impacted by that later in adult years. Because now I'm 31 years old. Those things happened 15 plus years ago, the majority of them at least. And one thing that is true about that, specifically in the post, is one of my parts, some of you may know, Bob, she is very, very anxious. And one of her big fears is that someone that I went to high school with, who we weren't friends with, they'll see one of these posts, or now they'll find us on the podcast, they'll see us on Twitter, or however they come across something that we've, some of the work that we've been doing recently, and they'll feel superior again, and that really makes her uneasy. Not that it's true, but the fact that in their mind, they'll be proven right that, see, I told you she was crazy, because whomever they still talk to, or whatever the case may be, whatever the inference I can make is. So I just wanted to state that, because people recently have messaged us thanking us for creating the podcast and talking about DID more openly. Well, we appreciate those messages. We truly do. I find it strange sometimes because I don't look at what we do now as brave. I look at it as filling a void, doing something necessary because not many people can. This type of work doesn't bother me. Speaking to people doesn't bother me. I can talk to anybody. And then if I struggle and become to get lost in thought, I have Jinx for that. And she can literally talk to anyone. She has spoken to tens of thousands of people at this point. It must be in that number because some of the stuff that she's done. But speaking more specifically about high school in this episode, I know that some of our listeners out there are in high school, and I know that some of you who have found the blog and stuff like that, we never mind talking to you. However, we cannot give you certain advice. I can't help you legally. You're not 18 years old. If you're not an adult, there's not much I can do for you. All I can do is say, find the safe adult in your life and speak openly with them. Because for us, one of the things that one of my parts had pointed out some years ago, because as some of you know, my grandmother had passed away. When that had occurred, we began discussing some of the what-ifs of things, which is a very dangerous rabbit hole to go down, but I can't help some of the sporadic and intrusive thoughts that I have at times, so that really caused some issues. But one of the things we had discussed in therapy was the what if we did risk losing one of our safe people, the quote unquote safe people, you know, how you would define that in childhood when certain things are occurring, when the chaos is happening and you're not sure what to do with it. What do you do? Do you risk losing that safe person, or do you just hang on to the hope that you'll go and stay with them for a week or a weekend or whatever the case is? So for us, some of those what-ifs, especially after my little brother now recently passed away, and I know that I haven't really talked about that on the podcast, but those of you who follow us on Twitter or our blog, and for those of you who've listened to other podcasts we've been a guest on, you may be aware that my little brother did pass away. It's a very tricky thing to balance, but beyond that, we always go to the what-if. I don't mean to make that harder, but it's just, it's one of those natural human thought processes, right? Like people think and process things in different ways. So you try and figure out what you're doing, how to do it. And then speaking more specifically to people who now are dealing with bullying right now, whatever age range you're in, if you are experiencing bullying, your best bet is to go directly to your teacher. If your teacher doesn't take you seriously, then go to a different teacher. Go to a different teacher that you know in the school, whether it be if you're in elementary school or junior high or high school, because in high school, your options are a little bit more open, right? So you have quite a few different classes. You'll have a full schedule day to day, week to week. There are, I would hope, at least 7 different teachers you could get in touch with. Beyond that, you also have your dean. You should, at your school, have an assistant principal, a principal. There's a checks and balances in school systems, whether they be public or private. There are options within schools. So find someone that will listen and help you if you're dealing with bullying and that sort of thing. One great example of that, as it pertains to relying on school staff, from my own life, is our dean and one of the security guards at our high school. He was fantastic, and the dean, she was fantastic. We had gotten into some trouble, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about that because I honestly don't know all of it. But what I do know is that when we were given, you know, Saturdays, or where you have to go in for like 4 or 6 or whatever, however many hours on a Saturday, morning or afternoon, whatever the case is, for the punishment, and the dean broke all of that down and handed out the punishments for that sort of thing. But speaking to that, if you need help, speak to people. Because school staff, for example, those are people who day after day, week after week, year after year, focus and work with children, right? I mean, if you're under 18, you're a child. You are. Legally, you're a child. Mathematically, you're a child. With that, speak to them because they will see things, they will notice certain things. And an example of that is one of my parts had spoken some to that security guard because she just didn't trust a lot of our teachers. She didn't trust some of the people in the office and that sort of thing. When a situation arose again that we were in trouble, security guard had more information So he had more of a background on things. He knew, first of all, one thing that he did know was if we did something, we didn't lie about it. Because he would ask flat out, "Did you do this?" "Yeah, we did." "Why did you do it?" He was one of the very few people that you may have heard us mention before on other episodes or when we were guests or different things that we've written, that there were very few people in my life who had ever asked why. And despite there being a few of them, there just weren't enough to get us any actual help. He was one of the people, the security guard from our high school, one of our high schools. He was someone who had asked why. Why did you do that? What happened that made you react in that way? That was kind of life-changing for us, and that is one reason why now, even still today, when people say certain things or when people ask about, "Can you believe so and so did this?" Well, yeah, I can believe anybody is capable of doing absolutely anything under the sun. It doesn't surprise me. I want to know why they did, though. And he was actually someone who had helped us go to our very first doctor. And I hope that they let that stay on the podcast because I think it's important to take note of where you came from and recognize the people who helped you get where you are. And not that we're doing anything amazing or anything super important. We run a podcast and we do public speaking because we're able to. But he is definitely someone who had helped me find help years later. So thank you for that. And in the event that he does ever find this podcast and is listening, I have no doubt that he'll know who he is. All right, everyone. But we just wanted to take a couple minutes and discuss some of those different things in high school. Like there's people are truly, truly terrible sometimes, but it's not so terrible. It's 4 years at most of your life. Do what you can. And if you can't, drop out and get your GED. I know people don't like it when I say that, but if you're going to drop out anyway and just start working fast food, don't do that. If you're going to drop out, if it is so severe that no one is doing anything, you can't get help from family or relatives or whatever the case may be, then sit down and discuss your options with the dean, with the guidance counselors that you have at school. Some schools have them, not all, I know, not all, but some do. Sit down with your parents, your close relative, your guardian, whomever it is, and find a plan. Say, "Okay, I'm 15 years old and this isn't working. Can I transfer to a different school?" If you can transfer to a different school, try that. If you can't, then get your GED because you really, at very least, you need to have that degree. You need to have the high school diploma. And the reason I point that out in very clear and specific terms is because of one of our relatives. She dropped out because of and severe problems at home, and she actually didn't get her GED until her 40s. And that is one of those things that we have been proud of her of. And we had told her that before as well, but it's one of the very few things that we were proud of her of doing. So it's important to do. Additionally, it's very difficult to get a job without some form of a high school education. For example, most retail positions. If you think that, well, working at a clothing company, I could do that, you probably can do that. But you're not likely to get hired if you don't have a high school diploma or GED. So find a way to fight for your right to your education is one of my main points here. And I know, I really do hope that people listened to the end of that because I understand that some people get really frustrated with me when I say drop out. I don't take that lightly. I want you to have an education. And you can get your GED if you cannot stay in the walls of a school because of the amount of idiocy that is occurring. So take your education into your own hands and get a GED. Transfer schools. Do what you have to do to survive and then thrive. And that seemingly stupid piece of paper will definitely help you later in life. All right, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the We and Me Reads. Apologies for being kind of a downer today. I'm in a really weird mood. Additionally, we're going to be gone all weekend. So, well, by the time this episode airs, we'll probably already be on our way back home. But we are taking a trip, and I am very curious to see how this will go because we are taking a trip. We're leaving Friday morning, so by the time this episode airs, we would have left 2 days ago. We're going to be traveling with a couple of Jinx's friends, and I'm really curious to see how that goes because I don't dislike them. I don't mean that. What I mean by that is they can be very loud. And I sometimes just need quiet, so it gets tricky for me. They're very nice people. I love them both. But they get loud, and it's very complicated in my brain sometimes. So I hope that this trip goes really well and that we'll have positive things to talk about when we come back for another episode and discuss some more things about travel, because I know that people wanted to hear more about travel and some of the ins and outs of that, what we do to prepare for travel. I know a lot of people, several in fact, had just messaged me after Brittany's episode had aired last week. People were asking about, well, can you go more into like the sexuality of things? Can you discuss more about some of how marriage works with DID, or how some relationships can work with DID, or poly relationships, how they work with DID, and all of these different things? And then sexuality, what if parts aren't sexual? What if they have no interest in it? What if they're afraid? All of these different ins and outs. And then friendships, of course, as well, you know, all things that encompass relationships. So we will be talking about that in a future episode in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that. All right, everyone. We're gonna let you go, because otherwise I'll just keep rambling onto this episode. We hope everyone has had a great weekend, and best of luck kicking Monday's ass tomorrow. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
I have my own rogue gallery, ain't no Batman in disguise. I have a tragic story and some people I despise. I have my villains, names in shadow, and the sights that will ensue. I have a history so hollow and a story to tell you. Eventually our hero boy forgets and breaks away. His mind wasn't meant for this, he's lying, he ain't okay. Eventually our hero boy will forget he has a soul. And eventually our hero boy, his heart will take the toll. Eventually our hero boy will take what he has known. He'll use his newfound strength to let you know you're not alone. Smile again, getting there was quite a bend, but he's okay now.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the We and Me podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you're listening on if you enjoy the show. Big thanks to Adam from Compulsive Inc. This is his original song, Rogue. Adam is a member of the DID community that reached out to us via Stevie's Call for Musicians on Twitter. So go check out Compulsive Inc. on YouTube via the link in the description box below. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.